This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Very, very good day to all the beautiful listeners of Cape Pulpit 7 to 9. It's an honor for me today to come to you on my theme, my assignment, my destiny. Today I'm honored to come to you, to your house, in your car, where you are. And I want to speak to you on the subject today, Alone with God, Part 1. I'm reading from the book of Genesis chapter 32, from 22 until 24. And he, Jacob, rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over to Fort Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And then it goes on by saying, and Jacob was left alone. Jacob was left alone. I want you to understand the scripture and the theme of my message today, Alone with God. But in this chapter, when we read about Jacob, it said Jacob was left alone. Jacob wasn't necessarily lonely. He was alone. When God starts calling you away to himself, you may want to surround yourself with people. Unless you realize what is going on, and you will gather people around you so you won't be alone. That won't help. You can be surrounded by people and still be alone if God is after you. You can experience intimate relationships and still be alone. Who are you really? Who are you when nobody is looking? That is the real you. Who are you when all the camouflage is off? When you don't have an ego to defend? When you have nothing to prove at the office? Who are you when you are not concerned about who is driving the nicest car, who owns the biggest house, or who makes the best business decisions? Who are you, aside from all the intimidations or limitations of life, or imitations of life? If you ever go through a real life or death situation or recover from a life-threatening disease, you will discover the real you. You will find out that most of the things people say are important aren't really important at all. I'm alone anytime I'm surrounded by people who don't know who I am. Anytime I am in a situation where I cannot fully be myself, I am alone. Anytime I have to put on another face or a camouflage who I really am, I am alone. I am isolated. I watch people through a glass because they really don't know me. God wants you to be alone because that is when he really operates. Nobody receives guests in the operating room. I don't care how many loved ones you have around you. When you get ready to go through surgery, the doctors put them all out, even your wife and kids. God put this word today in your hands because he wants to do surgery. I'm talking to you today, alone with God. In Genesis 32 and 24, and Jacob was left alone. Jacob was not just alone, he was left alone. The word left implies that somebody who was there departed. somebody he thought he could depend on and moved, someone he followed fellowship with, abandoned him, and Jacob was left alone. He was left alone, isolated, and separated by God for a divine purpose. And there in Genesis 32 and 24, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Are you ready? God himself is coming down to fight with you. God is coming to fight with me. But Lord, that was a low moment in Jacob's life. He was left alone, and it seems like he should have comforted him. You should have comforted him. No, the Lord says, I didn't come to comfort Jacob. I came to confront him. I came to challenge him, to wrestle with him for mastery of his life. Just as I have come to wrestle with you. Not you too, Lord. Everybody is wrestling with me. That may be your response. My wife is wrestling with me. My children are wrestling with me. My boss is wrestling with me. My church is wrestling with me. My mind is wrestling with me. And now you, Lord? You are right, the Lord replied. But I didn't come to baby you. I didn't come to comfort you. I come to confront you. I came to challenge you. I came to wrestle you into submission to my will and purpose for your life. In Proverbs 27 verse 6, the Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. If a true friend would wound you, they wound you for a good reason. In fact, many times that is the only way you can tell really good friend from a fair weather friend, one who is only along for the benefits you offer. A really good friend doesn't agree with you all the time, no matter how rough and tough you act, or how mightily you roar, or how forcefully you do your make or act. A real friend will look you in the face and say, I hear you, but you are still wrong. You won't get any real help from so-called friends until you find a true friend who loves you enough to stand up to you. God is saying, I have come to stand up to you. I'm going to confront you and make you uncomfortable. I come to move you away from where you are and the systems that you are in. Most of us are so normal that it is sickening. We are not earning F's or A's. We are just getting by with C's in the class of life. But I'm here to tell you, when there is no excitement anymore, where do you go? And so when God created Adam, one of his commands was to be fruitful and multiply, to replenish the earth, and to subdue and exercise dominion. To subdue means to conquer. To exercise dominion means to maintain control over what has been conquered. Embodied deeply within your nature is a need to subdue. And many times, fishermen catch a fish and just throw it back into the water. They more interest in catching the fish than in eating it. God says, I come to challenge you before you catch the wrong thing. I have come to contend with you before you spend all your strength, your youth, your talent, asserting yourself in the wrong direction. If I've come to wrestle with you before you waste your moments on things that has no value, God knows that if we are not stopped, we are not saved from ourselves, we will come to the end of our lives and regret what we have done. All our possessions and conquests will be meaningless. We will become jealous of other people who avoided our foolishness, and we will wish we had lived our life differently. And so some people became cynical when they see other people who took advantage of opportunities and succeed while they failed. I am here to tell you, God brings us to a place to be alone with Him. He will put all the effort in to bring us to that place so that He can speak to us. May God bless you. This is a time that God wanted to deal with me and you when we are alone. May this week be fruitful as you experience to be alone with God. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.